from Sunday, Francis Benali will attempt the most physically and mentally challenging race of his life. The former Saint stars raising money for Cancer Research UK by running between all 20 Premier League football grounds, starting in Newcastle and ending at St Mary's on the Saints play Newcastle on September the 13th. We're talking over 800 miles in 3 weeks. So to you and me, just about 40 miles a day.
Oh, that's easy, that is. Let's talk to Franny now. Do you like hearing those numbers then?
It can be a little bit daunting sometimes, Lou, when you hear it back like that. But I'm really looking forward to it now. It's been an awful lot of training's gone into it and an awful lot of work from the logistics point of view as well by a lot of the team and people involved. So, yeah, it's exciting and a little bit apprehensive in some ways, but just, you know, because we want to get the challenge done and I want to obviously, you know, raise a huge amount of money for the charity as well. So, yeah, all good though.
Got to ask the obvious question, why this particular challenge?
The challenge itself? Mm. I think I've always missed something since retiring from playing from a physical point of view. You know, you train day in and day out, and it's all I've ever done since leaving school. So when that's no longer there in your life, you know, just like a lot of us when we, you know, just go to the gym for the sake of keeping fit, it's often difficult to motivate yourself, and not always having a goal is a little bit sort of difficult to keep going on a regular basis. So I've been intrigued by seeing some of these ultra events that we've seen in recent years by various people and one or two celebrities. And, you know, that's inspired me to try and, whilst I'm in a condition to be able to run still, to take on something that hopefully captures people's imaginations and do some good to raise some money.
What have you learnt from their experiences? Is it mind over matter? Is it going to be like that for you, Franny, do you think?
I think that's going to be a huge part of it, Adam. You know, there's the obvious physical side of it, and, you know, hopefully the training I've done has, you know, prepared me enough for that. But a large part of it, which in a strange kind of way, I'm you know, almost interested to see how I'm going to deal with that mental side. You know, it's not just going out for an hour or two. I'll be on my feet between anything like 6.5 to 8 hours a day, you know, actually running. So there's going to be some long moments and some long hours when, you know, I might be struggling with something or, you know, just need to overcome a little mental battle. But I mean, I'm intrigued to see how I deal with that side of things as well.
Franny, have you got anything you're going to take with you to help you through those times? It's just suddenly occurred to me. Will you play music in your ears? Will you have people running alongside you? What's going to help you when you're down?
Well, I've definitely got a support crew, and that is a mixture of my own family, my son and daughter and wife, and, you know, other members of the support team. There'll be, you know, ex-colleagues like Matt Letizier and a few other people sort of joining in from time to time, as well as one or two friends. But, you know, from a point of view, yeah, there's going to be some long miles on the road when there's not necessarily an awful lot to look at, and, you know, I'll be either with my own thoughts or maybe talking to either my son or one of the other support runners. But music is something that would be an obvious thing to do, but there's obviously a safety element as well. You know, I'm going to be running on roads, and, you know, if I've got earphones in, it's, you know, obviously I've got to be mindful of being careful, you know, with other traffic. But I'm sure there will be some stretches where I'll maybe just put one earphone in and, you know, enjoy a little bit of music whilst I'm going along.
And what about the training then? How's that been going, and what sort of what's the training involved? And I guess your diet's had to change as well a bit.
Yeah, I've been obviously training for some time now, and the mileage has sort of been racking up, following a little bit of a plan. The most I ran in one day was 40 miles. That was in 2 20-mile stints, and, you know, that I knew I was really tired after that particular day, and, you know, the following day was okay because I could have a little bit of a recovery day. But, you know, I'm obviously going to have to do that day in, day out for the 3 weeks without a break. So that's going to be tough. But, you know, I was told to get some calories inside me and try and put some weight on, which I must admit it's been difficult with all the training I've been doing as well. But
you should have asked me, Franny. You should have asked me. I'd have given you all the advice you need on that.
Well, it's been lovely sort of almost eating, you know, pretty much anything and everything. But unfortunately, it hasn't had the objective of putting too much weight on at the moment.
Now, if you have to have a recovery day, are you just going to keep going until you finish it? In other words, you've got a schedule. I know you want to finish at St Mary's, which would be some amazing event. I think we can all feel that a lot of people are going to turn out, Franny, when you do. If you have to, will you take longer?
It's a good question, Adam. To be honest, there's no contingency for anything. That's ranging from the time scale, you know, the schedule slipping at all, or even, let's say, an injury that might crop up that affects my ability to run. So, you know, the fact is I've got to try and grind out these 40-odd miles each day for 3 weeks. If something does crop up, then obviously we'll have to address that at the time. But if there's one concern I've got, it's the, I suppose, if you like, the fear or the concern of not completing the challenge, because then in my eyes, anything less than arriving back at St Mary's on the 13th of September will be a failure in my eyes.
That's going to keep you focused, isn't it? What about the raising money aspect? Because I need to ask you, how has it gone? How's the response been? How's the target going?
It's been incredible. I mean, we've got a huge target of £1 million, and I set that high because I thought, well, let's reach for the stars, and if we get there, that'd be great. But the fundraising has been superb to this point. There's been £30,000 raised already, and that's, again, just from local donations and people that have been some sponsorship money coming in as well. So I'm hopeful that, you know, the whole country and football fans, maybe when they see me running in and around their own regions, will get behind it and donate and help us get somewhere towards that big target.
So, Franny, just finally, just talk me through then the schedule then from Sunday. Are you going to have a regular pattern each day, run at the same time? How's it going to work?
Yeah, there's quite a strict plan that we've got in place. And, you know, as much as the running itself, which is going to be a huge element of the day, you know, I've been told that the recovery strategy is going to be as important, if not more important. And that'll range from the minute I finish running, you know, to getting in a nice bath, getting some massage, refueling with food and drink, and then getting my rest again, ready for the following day. But the plan will be to start running and leaving each location at by 8 o'clock each morning. So it's probably going to be rising about six, getting some breakfast, getting prepared and a massage, and then leaving to set off from wherever the starting point is, whether that's a club or somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
The good news for you, Franny, you've obviously planned it like that so you can give drive time regular updates through
of
the
course.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because that was obviously
drive
in
time,
your thinking.
Drive time updates on foot, I'd be more than happy to provide.
Oh, good lad. Because this is the thing, you see, I'll be able to talk to you while you're in your ice bath and having your massage. It'll be lovely. It'll be so relaxing for you.
It'd be lovely to keep tabs on your progress. Are you happy for us to do that, Franny?
Yeah, it'd be great to touch base with you guys. Be more than happy.
Can't wait to talk blisters and corns and bunions.
And that's
lovely.
Just Adam. Franny, good luck with it all. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good luck, mate.
No, thanks for the
Franny,
call, guys.
We should say before you go, you better tell everyone how they can donate and join in.
Oh, of course, yeah. Thanks, Adam. Well, they can go to the website, which is banalisbigrun.co.uk. There's a Just Giving page on there where people can donate. And there's also information on there about how to donate via text via their mobiles, which is big R55, and then a fixed fee of £3 or another figure to 770. But the website would be a good port of call.
Okay, well, look, it doesn't matter who they support, the whole football community and beyond will be behind you, mate. So good luck.
Thank you, guys. Take care.